A section of the prettiest houses overlooking a span of forest in Lake Superior's Apostle Islands are now homes for four families at the Red Cliff Reservation. Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority Director Antonio Riley says it's a stunning location.
It's like a beautiful neighborhood. And when you look at these houses, you would think, by God, settings like this where people build $600,000 homes and live in places like this, this low-income, moderate-income people.
Red Cliff Tribal Planner Tim Funk says this was 5 years in the making, weaving through a complicated process. But tribal governments in the state made it happen in an area afflicted by poverty and a housing shortage.
There aren't that many places to live that are open right now, and aren't not that many viable structures. So we need places for folks to live, and especially for those folks that are struggling. So this is absolutely something the community has been looking for a long time.
Funk says it's significant that these are single-family homes and not a large apartment complex. Riley says kids need a good place to grow up.
Between those four families, there's 11 children. So it's a really wonderful development, a great day for Red Cliff.
Riley says this is an example of how the state and the sovereign Ojibwe nation can work together. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.